thing in the front like a rudder. Did you ever see one of those that went down? It just had two wheels, and you had to balance the load on it, because if you got the load up in the front, it went down. It was, they called it a go devil.
I've heard tell of them. I don't know what that.
I'd never seen one before, but when I was over in Holston Valley, this fellow's from Big Creek over there near Holston Valley, and I asked him all these questions, and he said, "You forgot one thing," and he took me out in the field, and he had an old one out there, and he still used it. It doesn't have any brake on it, and the only way you can stop it is to get the load down in the front, so it's just two wheels, and it goes down, and then this rudder, it's kind of a rudder that sticks out in front, goes down in the ground and stops it. But I'd never seen one of those before.
No,
I guess they didn't have many around here, huh?
No, I guess
the hills are too big, probably. Couldn't stop it. And the part of the wheel what are some of the parts of a wagon wheel?
Hub and spokes.
And then what's out there?
Rim.
And then did you remember what you called the pieces of the rim when the rim was put together and it was put together in sections? Like
I don't know.
Maybe if the wheel was in sections like this.
I know. I don't remember.
Did you ever call it a feller, a felly?
Yeah, a feller.
And the part that's nailed to that then, that's nailed, what do you call the outer part that's nailed
that's
to
the rim.
That's the iron part.
Iron part.
And then the part that goes between the two wheels.
Spokes, thank you.
Yeah. But then the wheels, the thing that looks like this. There's a wheel here and a wheel here.
I know.
If that breaks,
the
X.
Well, I can't think of.
Did you call that the axle?
Axle.
Uh-huh.
I can use that.
Now, what kinds of things did you play with when you were things that children had that?
Well, people made little toys, they cut out and make out of wood, little animals or all kinds of little things, and they had them. They thought they had something fine. And they played with them better than these costly ones now.
Would they just call them toys, or would
they call them toys.
They would call them play pretties?
Play pretties or toys.
Now, how about things that something you might have out in the yard and one child would sit on either?
Seesaw.
And what would you say when you were doing that?
I forget.
Did you ever have something that you'd maybe take a stump and nail and make a hole in a board? Or a log and put it on there, and one would sit on either end that would go around like this?
Merry-go-round.
These merry-go-rounds, sometimes they call them flying jennies or ridey horses. It's kind of a thing that went around.
Yeah.
Did you remember anything called a ridey horse?
No, I don't.
Or maybe a big board that was kind of stretched out and it was fastened on either end, and the kids would sit on it and bounce up and down on it. A bouncing board or a balancing board or a juggling board.
Something like that.
And then maybe you had something from a tree. You'd have two ropes come down from a tree.
A swing.
Did you have one of those?
Yeah, we had a swing.
Then,
I never had one of them bouncing.
No, that's all right. Now the kind of when you had a on the you burned wood in the cook stove, right?
Yeah.
Now,
had no coal.
No.
They built pits, and made pits. They called them.